This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 742. Use Let Alone for increased IELTS speaking scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Learn how to use the awesomely high-scoring transition phrase, let alone, and hear examples for every part of the IELTS speaking test. Hello, Lindsay. Good afternoon.
Hey. Hey, Jessica. Good afternoon to you as well. We're getting to the end of the week. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, pretty good. Being so busy and productive, and then you get to Friday, and it's this lovely mixture of a feeling between, like, I'm kind of tired because I did so much, but then you're also, like, proud that you have accomplished all these things, and you can already start to relax a little bit because you're like, oh, the weekend.
Yeah, it's nice. That's why it's good to work hard during the week. You feel like you've done something. You've created, taken action, created something great during the week. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. You know, I am literally unable to relax unless I have worked hard at something.
Yeah.
Like I can't, because there's nothing to relax from. Like, why are you resting? You're not even tired. You didn't do anything.
Oh boy. Yeah. No, that's true. I have a bit of that too. Absolutely. I think it's an art. It's definitely an art form.
Totally. As long as you know that about yourself and you could curate your life along those lines.
It's true. Sometimes when I go sometimes Wednesday nights to my meditation center, and I walk in there, it's the middle of the week, right? And I walk in there all, like, kind of tensed up from the week and in the middle of my head. And then after I sit through a talk for about an hour and a half, I leave and I do feel relaxed. I feel I let it all go. It's amazing the shift that you can create in your mind, but with the right kind of surroundings.
Yeah. And you do, as an adult, guys. I mean, we talk about this because we are so in tune with you, our listeners, knowing how busy you guys are, knowing how much of a full-time job IELTS can be. Yeah. We're really trying to help you as much as we can to release that anxiety and also use the time you have in effective ways, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, because as a busy adult, guys, I mean, you got to know the difference of the feelings. What does it feel like to be anxious? What does it feel like to have your energy too high? What does it feel like to be relaxed? And know how to get yourself to those places when you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we notice in all of our success stories. The students followed a plan. When you have a plan that tells you on day 22, you're going to do this, on day 7, you're going to do this, you can relax because you don't need to think about those things until you get to those days.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Study plans are so necessary. So it's not all this vague cloud of worry in your head. If it's all in black and white in front of you, you could be like, okay, I don't have to worry about reading. That's not till next week.
Exactly. Well, what are we getting into today? Because I know we have a really cool phrase we want to teach our listeners that they're going to break out in the test and get high scores.
This is so awesome, you guys. I don't know how this came up in my mind. It was just this morning, and I was like, oh, we have to tell our IELTS students this. This is perfect for the test. Mm-hmm. So the phrase is let alone. This is fantastic, guys. It is super high level, super natural, and you can use it at any point of the speaking exam, because it's high level, but don't mix that up with formal and academic. Okay. You can use this anywhere.
Yes. I love this. And we need more of these phrases so that this will build confidence. When we have phrases like this, we know that we can get a high score on speaking no matter what we're thrown, right? What kind of questions we get. We can do it because it's in our control.
Exactly. This is so in your control, you guys. The phrase let alone, it's I think for a lot of native speakers, it would be difficult to define. It would be difficult to communicate the meaning. And even if you go online and read the dictionary definition, I think it's hard to understand how to use it. So guys, yeah, listen to us today, because we're going to make it super clear and tell you exactly how and where you could use it on the exam. Yes. So how would you define let alone? What does that even mean?
Yeah. So the basic idea, guys, is when we want, it's often used kind of in a negative context, right? When we're saying maybe we don't have time to do something or cannot do something, and it's to further emphasize something else that's negative.
Exactly. Yeah. So think about any time you are going to give a list, right? Mm-hmm. In which the factors are on the negative side, like on the disadvantage side. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can use let alone to add another negative thing. So this is so easy to use in part one, you guys. In speaking part one, you are always asked about how often you do something. How often do you cook? How often do you wash your car? How often do you go grocery shopping? How often do you exercise? Like, the list goes on. So this is perfect, guys, because we, again, like, we know you're busy, right? So mm-hmm. this is exactly what you could say. So for any of these, right? How often do you exercise, let's say? You could be like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I don't even have time to, like, study for IELTS, let alone go for a run.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could take it to a different angle. Like, I don't have enough cash to buy running shoes, let alone a gym membership, so I can't exercise, yes. right? So we can take Perfect. It in a lot of different directions. It's fun. We can have fun with this once we immerse ourselves in the phrase. And learn how to use
it. It's so much fun. And then also in speaking part two, if you're asked about an experience, you know, like describe a problem you had on public transport or something, that is, it has to do with problems and issues. So automatically you should be thinking, all right, I can use let alone, right? So maybe mm-hmm. there was like a loud person on the bus, let's say, and the driver like wasn't able to address that person. And you could describe the situation. You could be like, you know, the driver barely had time to look back and give this person a talking to, let alone kick him off the bus. Yeah, that works. That works.
Yeah, I like that. Or we could say something like the driver couldn't hear himself, couldn't hear what was going on in the bus, let alone hear himself, his own words, what he was nice. Trying to say. Yeah,
exactly.
So there's a lot we can do with this.
I love it. Hello, awesome listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you are ready to go deeper into your speaking exam practice, go to allearsenglish.com/band. You can see a complete mock speaking test with a real student, transcripts, and my scores and examiner advice. So right now, guys, check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/band. Let's think of a speaking part three way, okay? So we can round this out for any time of the speaking exam. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of studying abroad? Let's see. So if we're trying to list some challenges, how do you think we could use let alone? This is hard to think on the spot.
Good question. I hope you have an idea, because I don't.
Let's see. So I guess the main issue is maybe lack of money, like as a student. Mm-hmm. So you could be like, or not understanding because of language and culture barriers. Mm-hmm. So you could say, oh my gosh, like last year I was actually, I went to Montreal to study and I couldn't understand a word these people were saying in French, let alone try and have a full conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So it's further emphasizing something negative. So this is the kind of thing that you have to hear a lot to feel out when it, you'll know it, you'll feel it when it's the time to use it. Just like many of these high level phrases, it becomes intuitive, right?
Exactly. Well, that's why it's so hard for natives to explain something like this, because it is intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know how we use it, we just use it. So guys, I want to share with you just one more example, because this is from the dictionary. And then Lindsay and I thought of like a modern context we could use it in. So the dictionary says he was incapable of leading a bowling team, let alone a country.
love it. Exactly. So it's kind of like the bigger thing comes after let alone often.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's a good point. Totally.
The more, gigantic issue. Yes.
Yeah. So if I were going to bring this into the headlines modern day, we could use it in, you know, speaking part three. We could be like, you know, the current leader was incapable of handling his own businesses going bankrupt 20 times, mm-hmm. let alone improving the economy of a country. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So clearly improving the economy is a bigger issue, kind of a more global issue than his businesses. Yeah, those are great examples, Jessica.
Awesome.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, this is hard to come up with spontaneously, but just think about starting small, getting bigger, and you're emphasizing a point. It's kind of building an argument a little bit.
Totally, totally. And guys, oh my gosh, band nine, cohesion, coherence, this phrase. Oof. So definitely come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 742. I'm going to write out these examples for you guys. So definitely read the blog post for this one.
Yeah, I love it. And guys, try to use it. Try to bring this in. You know, this is what brings you those higher scores. So don't just kind of pass through this episode and say it's too hard. Challenge yourself if you're at that level, right? If you are looking at getting that 7, that 8, then push yourself with this phrase, okay?
And if you're not quite sure which level you're at, if you're ready to use let alone, then you need to take our IELTS quiz. Guys, if you go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, you can just answer a few questions and we will tell you immediately what band score you would probably get on the exam if you took it right now.
Yeah, so cool. There's nothing like this out there. I have not seen any other IELTS quiz like this that gives you an immediate score, right?
It's so awesome.
You get it right after you answer those 8 questions, and then we'll give you a chance to find out what your score killers would be, what your big mistakes would be at that level that you're
it's
at, guys.
Amazing, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and let us know what you get. Let us know what you think of the quiz. Mm-hmm. You know, it's new. We want your feedback. So go experience it, guys, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, and you can leave us a review too and let us know what you think right in there. So we do have a review contest going on still, don't we? Are we getting to the end of that?
We are getting to the end of this, guys, but you still have a few days. So definitely leave us a review if you want to be part of this contest. We're going to randomly choose one reviewer on any platform, guys, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can review us. And it doesn't matter what you say, be totally honest about how much you love us.
Just kidding.
No, just to be honest. And one of you guys will get to come on the show with me. I will do a sort of live interview needs analysis and give you a personal study plan.
All right. That sounds great. Really good reason to go and leave a review, guys. So go and do it. Get it done. And also get your name announced on the show because we'll be announcing the reviewers. All right.
Yes.
Okay. We are out of here for today. Great phrase to teach today, Jessica. Good
so
idea.
So fun. Yeah. Hey, thanks. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay. All right. Thanks for talking.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.